The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Wait, oh, he's got the neck. He's got the neck. Keller's going to tap. Difficult position to get out when you're tired.
Oh,
he's
got to
keep fighting. That's it.
Sordin Imabov. Welcome to the rankings.
I'm telling you, man, that guy is coming into his own.
Sordin, the sniper, Imabov.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered.
Please tell me that's on video. I've never been happier.
I'm made for a fucking podcast. That's dangerous. Listen to me, we're at it.
Welcome to UFC Unfiltered. Today, Matt and I are going to be joined by Nassourdin Imabov and Umar Nurmagomedov. A couple of really, really good fights on this card coming up. What do you think, Matt, about Gastelum being out and Strickland now being in his place?
Well, I always like watching Sean Strickland. I like watching him anytime there's a camera on him.
Yeah.
Whether he's fighting Nassourdin or not. You know what I mean? He's very, you never know what he's going to come out of it. You never know what's going to come out of his mouth. You know?
Yeah.
He's very honest and he's very open with his opinions and I like that. Nassourdin, man, if I had to sing his name, I would do it a little jazzy. I get a click going like this, ready? And I'd go, Nassourdin. Oh, Nassourdin. Like Donkey Chan.
What is the one? I'm not helping you. No, I'm not helping you.
Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong. Yeah, it's Wayne Newton's big hit in Vegas. He would sing Donkey Kong every night.
Oh, I'm lightheaded. I gotta
Donkey Kong.
Listen to me, Donkey Shane. It's Don. Yeah. You ever hear something in your brain? You know you're gonna have a trouble saying it, but you try.
Yes, but I've never said it that wrong. I've said a lot of wrong things.
Donkey Shane. I said Donkey Shane the first time.
You said Donkey Kong. You said Donkey Kong. Donkey Kong.
All right, let's start the show right. Welcome to UFC Unfiltered.
No, we're good. We're in.
Oh, shit. So anyway, Nassourdin is a problem for anybody.
What's the fight? I thought he won the Cannonier fight.
I thought that decision should have went to Strickland. I know he just likes the fight.
It was close. It wasn't like Paddy Pimblett, Jordan, Jared Gordon level of incorrect, but it was still.
I don't remember. I remember it being
I
close.
I felt it should have went to Sean.
I just saw here that they're coming out with another fucking Fast and Furious movie.
Oh,
I don't like
them. I know. Fast and Furious.
Every time there's one, there's always with Vin Diesel saying, that's because we're family. Yeah. I remember. I saw somebody said so. I saw him on a late night thing, and somebody asked if I forgot the host. I don't know who it was. It might have been Jimmy Fallon. I don't know. I don't want to guess. But I remember he asked them who would win between him and The Rock if they fought. And he goes, and he plays it cool, right? He's like, you know, I always get these questions, and I always ask, whoever had more to fight for, I heard they don't like each other.
Him and The Rock don't like each other. The Rock dislikes him a lot, and he tried to publicly say to The Rock, like, hey, let's make up or whatever, and The Rock just was like, no. And The Rock seems pretty easygoing. There must have been something very seriously wrong that happened, that he's just like, fuck this guy.
Hey, man, he came on this program once upon a time.
Our first one.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I told my story's movie, and I liked it so much that I was laugh out louding in the thing, LOLing or something.
Yeah.
And he's like, what? And it was really awkward. It was one of our first interviews. I became more of a skilled interviewer since then.
Sure, we both have. I mean, you just get used to doing it. But yeah, he was a very nice guy.
About to break into my Nazardine. Listen, I start my day. I sing to my students. They're so lucky because not only do they learn how to strangle people, but they get this full. I'm like that emoji, like this.
Not only do they learn how to strangle people, but you make them want to.
I've heard. Now, let me ask you. Sean Strickland.
Yes. Fighting at 205.
It's a five rounder, though.
Yeah.
I mean, what do we think about that?
You know, I'm guessing, I mean, Strickland obviously took it very late, which is probably why they're fighting at 205. So maybe he agreed to a five rounder as long as they could fight at 205.
Yes. All right. So they're both middle.
Yeah. Eight. Yeah. Yeah. They're just going higher. I think I'm assuming because Gastelum had to drop out and Strickland, of course, stepped up like the animal that he is and just said, fuck it, I'll do it. But, you know, asking him to lose all that weight and then do five is probably a lot.
Hey, your friend Bobby Kelly's still losing weight.
Yeah, he's I don't know when he'll plateau or what happens with that, but he looks very good. I saw Bobby because his stomach is smaller. So when your stomach is smaller, you have to really fight to gain weight. So hopefully he's eating right.
I want to get one of your comedian friends on soon.
Sure.
So much fun with them.
I know. I know.
Get him on here, man. Get Bobby Kelly back on.
I would love to. I don't know where he is. He's too big for me now.
Well,
I don't like it.
He lost like 100 pounds.
He did, yeah. He looks
that lot. Did I really do lose like 100? Because I see him really fat.
I'm gonna guess. Yeah, he was like fat. Where like Bobby was fat. Where like you stop even making fun of him, and you're like, all right, my friend's gonna die. You start to worry about like, can he do something? And then so everybody's just really happy for him that he lost the weight. Everybody is like, good for you, Bob. It was the right move.
It is the right move.
Yeah.
And you ever see those things? I see those like. It's not a meme. It's like, I don't know if it's like shorts on YouTube, whatever it is. But it basically says you work till you're 65 and or whatever it is. And then the average life, what is it?
Expectancy, yeah.
Expectancy, yeah, is 78. So basically you work, then you retire to do what you like. And then what do you got? 12 years? 11 years?
In your late 60s, early 70s, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and then you die. Is that depressing? So I guess they're trying to say to start living now. That's what they're trying to say.
I guess, but it's also, I mean, realistically, you have to eat. You know, we can't just all run off and fly kites. I mean, we got to make a living. So hopefully you're in a job you like. Like, we're in jobs that we like, which is, you forget that sometimes, like, how many guys out there, I walk by in the cold and they're like setting up fucking scaffolding in 20 degree weather because they have to work on the side of a building, really hard work. And I'm like, those guys probably don't hate their job, but there's no way that's their passion. They're just doing a good job to make a good living. If you're doing what you love, you're very lucky.
You know, I was talking to one of my Jedis, one of my black belts, Johnny. And, you know, And I'm telling him, man, because he's been helping out a lot. You know, I had my guy behind the desk, this guy, Dan, pool guy, good guy. He left after a long time, you know, and I had
why,
to.
Why do you leave?
Just well, time. Yeah, it was time for him to go. He was there for a while and, you know.
Okay.
It was time. But yeah, we're still on good terms. But, you know, I had to have some people like, I don't like to be behind the desk, Jimmy. You know that.
Yeah.
People want a T-shirt. I'm giving them a T-shirt. people have no money, I'm going to let them pay. It's not good. It's not good for business.
Right, because you're a softy.
I'm not good. I'm too nice, you know. So I get Johnny and then Sue, one of my black belts, this girl Sue. They're my Filipino connection, my assassins. They just happen to be my two Filipino black belts. But they're great. Johnny and Sue, they really helped out tremendously.
Right.
I'm bringing that up because Sue just finally, this is something I was supposed to do with the last manager, but we got it done just now. We're doing that Adopt-A-Cop at Sarah BJJ, where we sponsor police officers to train.
Oh. So
they're very little, if anything. And
Adopt-A-Cop, that's great.
Adopt-A-Cop. So we're doing that at my school. And I want to thank Sue for helping me get that going. Because, you know, if it's up to me, I'll be like, yeah, I'll do it. I never did it. So
are other places doing that, Matt? Or is that something you guys came up with?
No. There's other schools doing it. I don't know how many they have. You can go to, I think, Adopt-A-Cop on Instagram. And there's sites for it and stuff. But it's really, it's good. Because it's something I strongly believe in, you know. And, you know, it's not bad for me either. I could do something with it, with taxes or whatever. But, I'm helping out. I'm getting police officers trained. And that'll save some lives for sure.
They should be trained. They should be trained because they're in physical combat all the time, just handling some guy that doesn't want to be cuffed. It's got to be easy if you're trained to handle somebody.
Yeah. Oh, no. It's going to be a very positive thing. And that's what I like to do. I like to do my job. I feel I'm giving back just teaching my classes because I enjoy it. And I like to make good people dangerous. But for police officers, it's not only for their own safety, it's for everybody's safety.
Dude, if you're getting arrested and you're drunk and you're fighting a cop, you're much less likely to get shot or tased if the cop is really good in hand-to-hand combat and could subdue you.
If you're a female officer and you're getting attacked and backup's on its way, you don't have to defeat the person.
That's right.
You can survive the situation with the skills that you learn at my school or any legit Brazilian jiu-jitsu school. You learn life-saving, techniques.
Yeah.
So I'm happy about it. I'm happy about it. So good job, Susana Dad, and good job, Johnny Cambrano. Thank you. You guys are doing great. But they really, I just like to give shout out to the people that are helping me. And in return, we like to help other people.
Yeah, I think that's nice. It's a good program.
All the police, they'll be learning how to do the right thing.
And if you get pulled over, hopefully it'll be someone who knows you.
Oh, well, listen, Jimmy, I kind of bank on that. You know, they'll say, I hand them the license the way Sarah, the one that fought. I go, oh, I guess you don't need my registration.
I go, no, I do. And you see that he's French-Canadian. You're like, oh, fuck.
He's got like a piece of straw between his teeth. I'm like, oh, man, he was standing on.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All I know is Phil Baroni's in a Mexican prison. And that really, I've been thinking about that.
It's alleged that he murdered his girlfriend in the hotel room.
Allegedly.
He said she fell, I think, or banged her head.
Then I saw a report and he said, girl said something like the girl had 37 bruises on her. It doesn't look good.
No, it sounds terrible.
Let me tell you, life's about choices, man. You know, these young fighters, they live in the moment. It's weird. We know why this one's hitting me hard. It's not because I really care for the guy, because he wasn't really a good guy, Phil Baroni. I think it's because I seen his old journey. I seen his journey
right.
from a kid that would just not be loyal to any kind of team. He felt like he was the only guy. It was about him. And he would just bounce from this place to that place to that place to this place. And never had anybody to truly have his back because he never was part of anything.
Never had anybody else's back, right? Yeah.
Because then you fast forward and you see how they end up, how many bad decisions later. And, you know, I don't know, man. He was there on that war machine. He was there at that war machine trial when war machine was going to court. And he was the only guy there for war machine. And like we say, Jimmy, you show me your friends, you show me who you are. Like, yep. You know what I mean? You're a good dude. I like you a lot. I think I'm a nice fella. So, I mean, we get along really well.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the other guy.
Well, compared to those two are nice.
Well, the one guy had to outdo him. He was so horrible. Like, man, how could he go to court to back this guy up? Yeah, guess what? He outdid the guy. He put his girl in the hospital. You put yours in the morgue. Disgusting.
It's crazy. Yeah, it's really. What's that?
Allegedly, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know yet. It's got to be decided in court. But it's still like when you see anybody who's involved in a physically abusive, beating their partner relationship, it's like, what are you doing? I don't, how do you think that's going to last for a long time? How do you think that's going to work out well for anybody?
You see this guy, I'm talking about Baroni again. You see him like, and you look some videos of him when he's younger and he's, you know, he's a kid from Long Island and he's got the muscles and he struts to the cage. And then you fast forward now 20 plus years later, close to 30 years later, and you see him looking like fucking Charlie Manson with a big beard and fucking, you know, you see, it's strange. It's just, I don't know, man. You got to surround yourself with good people, you know?
Yeah.
Like-minded people, people with positive energy. Because, I don't know, I've seen casualties in this game. And he's the latest one.
Well, whenever you know somebody, even if you're not that close, if they're in your sphere, kind of in your circle of people or your development as a fighter or as a whatever job you're in, and then you see them arrested for murder, it's jarring.
It really is. You know what I mean?
Especially when it's not like a fight related thing. It wasn't like a bar fight that got out of hand. It's a hotel room and a loved one. Like, you know, I don't know him. So I really don't know much about what kind of guy he is.
No, nothing good about him, but it's still very depressing. You know what I mean? I used to go to the Starbucks here in Long Island around by my house, and his mother worked at the Starbucks. She passed now, but okay. She was nice. The lady was nice. You know, some people are just born rotten.
Would you ever see him?
No. If I did, you know, I'd always keep him at distance.
Well, you'd say hello.
We almost had something ages ago, you know, where people had to get between us. And then ever since then, you know, he's a bully type guy. He knew I couldn't be fucked with, and he'd always be polite and nice. But you know what you're dealing with. You're dealing with
a loose
cannon. You don't want a loose cannon where you're all of a sudden you're friendly. Next thing you know, you're getting sucker shotted. So I never let the guy get close. But, you know, I didn't want this for him. I mean, shit, you know?
He was 16-19 was his final record. He had a bunch of losses at the end. Started off good, though.
I saw a thing with him, or an interview, and it was, I don't know how I got on. It's one of those things where you just click on one, it leads to another, that type of thing. And it was him talking about retirement. He's like, people want me to retire, but if I can't fight here, I'll go to Thailand and I'll fight over there. I don't care. I'll keep fighting. I'll do it. And it sounded kind of cool. And guess what? He did that. He did that. He went to Thailand. I remember seeing it on Instagram. And I remember just seeing pictures of him, whether he'd win over there or lose or whatever. But then there's pictures with him look like with locals or whatever. And he'd have either a cigarette and a beer or this and that. And it sounds cool being like that, like a samurai travel around fighting.
Right.
But it looked like he was lonely.
Lonely,
And even in a picture, there was a picture with him in Mexico being like, this and that. Like, it didn't look, I want that guy's life. It's like, man, that's how you could end up. And that was shortly before this all went down, when he did that, where he just put a nail in the coffin. So it's like, I don't know, you know?
He round. It looked like, instead of saying, "Hey, Thailand sounds like a great option if you want," it looked like what you're describing sounds like it looked like he was kind of resigned to being there because there was no other options.
I heard him talking about an interview, and then I knew that's what he did with his life.
Yeah,
and it's like, and it doesn't sound awful. It sounds kind of like exciting and this and that. But when you look at it, I remember not just certain pictures. I remember being like, I don't think the guy's got a friend in the world. I don't think the guy looks like he's alone over there. It looks like he's taking somebody. He's having somebody take a picture, and he's just it. It looks sad. It looks sad. It's sad. I don't want to. Let's look at that. Let's make a U-turn out of this sad fucking.
Who was it we were talking to, Matt, that had a school in Thailand? I don't remember.
Oh, that's Mike Swick.
Mike Swick, yes.
Okay. AKA Thailand. Shout out to Mike Quick Kick. Yeah. It was Quick Kick.
Yeah, I'm almost positive.
Quick.
I'm Mike Swick. I don't know that, but it was Mike. I remember.
Is it Strawberry Quick? I used to love Strawberry Quick.
I still do. I don't drink it, but I fucking love it.
Do you love it?
Oh, come on. Like, how do you not?
I never like chocolate milk, but this is
what I do.
We come down to talking about.
Why not? We'll talk about whatever we want. Nasruddin Imavov is running late. According to his team, he got caught up with some stuff he had to do. So he'll join us a little later.
That's a great excuse.
Yes.
I knew what Nazardine had to do. An interview with us.
That's right. That's correct.
Nazardine, listen, you know, I could sing your name all day long, but people want to get to know you, you know?
The more people get to know you and are invested in you, the more likely you are to draw and the more likely you are to sell pay-per-views.
Let's just lay it out. Let's lay it out for Nazardine.
But who knows? Maybe somebody fucked up and didn't tell him and he's protecting them by saying that. You never know, Matt. Now,
people are giving Aljo shit because he's saying, I'm not ready, my bicep, or something like that. So people are attacking him now.
Why? Because he's hurt?
I don't know, man.
He wants to fight Henry Cejudo in 100% phys. I mean, that is in a way a sign of respect for Cejudo. He knows Henry is strong and dangerous. He's not an idiot. He's like, I want to make sure my fucking, what did he say? That's the underhook arm. Is that what it was? Like he just did certain things. It hurts. What's he supposed to do? Fight injured?
I think he said it's his underhook arm.
I thought so, yeah.
I got a strangle this morning using an overhook. But listen, man, dude. Overhook, underhook, let's call the whole thing off. Oh, how about the fact, Jimmy? How about the fact that Sean Strickland is headlining back-to-back main events? He headlined UFC's last fight night of the year. Now the first one of the year, Jimmy. Okay. What do you think about it? Nothing. What? You read so fast. You're so cool.
Oh, sorry. No. I just jumped to the end.
Yo, I don't know if you know this. They replayed. I said it last time, but you kind of ignored it. They replayed my appearance on the Jim and Sam show.
They did.
And people loved it. Strong like, at least.
No, I didn't ignore that. As a matter of fact, I even mentioned that you were on with... Oh my God. I hope I don't have dementia. My memory is really starting.
Rich Vaughn.
It was Rich Voss.
Rich Voss.
Theo Vaughn is a comedian. So is Rich Voss. You said Rich Vaughn.
Oh,
Natasha Leggero. Natasha Leggero.
Voss and Theo Vaughn. Can we get Theo Vaughn on? He watches MMA.
He does. I saw him. Actually, the last time I saw him was at the Garden with Joe. I said hello to Rogan, and Theo is there.
That guy's funny.
He's very funny.
I also like Bobby Lee. I like these guys.
I love Bobby Lee.
I find myself watching some clips of them.
Yeah, Bobby Lee is great. He's a very unique individual, very free, really honest.
He likes video games. He likes to sleep. He likes a lot of things I like.
He's great. Takes his shirt off a lot. He doesn't care. He's really the best.
He's funny.
Yes, he is.
Jimmy.
Yes, buddy.
Are all comedians tortured or just most of them? Or do you think that's not true?
No, I think most comedians have something going on mentally. I don't know exactly what. But yeah, there's always a little something there. I'm just not exactly sure. I can't speak for the other guys. But yeah, I mean, most guys I know are a little fucked up.
Well, dude, I want you to call me if there's ever any tears of a clown. You understand? You understand what I'm saying?
Sure. As soon as we hang up 2 minutes from now. Matt.
I'm going to be like, no, it was just for the radio there. But...
Why don't you come back on the show with Sam? Sam loves you, so why don't you come back on?
Well, Jimmy, after my last appearance, I think I might just take you up on that.
You should.
You know? I was going through the YouTube, and I took a picture of this, and it said, Matt Serra, legendary throw in BJJ match. Ricardo Amendola, BJJ. That's who you have to subscribe to. But it's a picture of me throwing babs. I took a picture of it. Because I was scrolling through this morning when I was in my parking lot of my school, getting my head straight. You know, I'm about to go teach, about to go steam, nice steam shower, a nice 30 minutes. Oh, it's nice. My ball, I do some squats in there. Anyway, and then I saw a picture of me throwing back. And I go, wait a minute. It's not a big story. But, you know, I ended up getting a nice throw. Jimmy. What is your plans this weekend besides watching the fights, which I'm looking forward to? Talk to me, man.
Friday, I'll be in Fort Worth doing gigs, and Saturday, I'll be in Dallas doing gigs, and I fly home Sunday. So I have kind of a busy weekend, two different cities, two shows in each one. And tonight, I'm working in here in the city. I'm doing a place called the Fat Black Pussycat. I kind of run my hour. So yeah, I got to fly tomorrow. I never enjoy a flight, Matt. You don't mind them, right?
It depends on how long it is and how my ass is doing. I got issues. Oh, I got colitis. Jimmy, I was watching, because I'm going to go watch the new one soon. Like maybe this week or next week, the new Avatar. I heard good things about it.
Yes, me too.
But isn't it weird that the enemy is us, like the U.S. government, and they're just fucking, when they murder them, you're like, yeah, get them. And you're like, wait a minute. Is that kind of weird? I wonder what the military thinks of that. I wonder what, like, any kind of, they're like, yeah, get them here, blue aliens, fucking stomp their fucking evil hearts. I mean, well, it's a bunch of military guys.
I mean, it's so far removed from reality, these fucking blue idiots flying around, that it's okay. But yeah, it's a safe bet for Hollywood. Whenever it's the U.S. is the bad guy or the Russians, it's just a safe bet for Hollywood. You're not going to upset anybody. You're not going to have anybody protesting. But again, I don't remember Avatar, so maybe it makes sense to have the military as the enemy. I don't remember. But you're right. Even in E.T., who is the bad guy? The military. But again, yeah, sometimes they are.
They weren't slaughtering them. They were just...
No, that's true.
All fucking crusty and shit. I made them like a little fucking... You know, on their, they put them on the fucking, they put them in a fucking tanning bed and shit, and it's all like,
ah. Yeah, well, he looked like a white dog turd, like one of those hard dog turds.
He looked like a white piece of dog shit.
Yeah, he did. Stupid, laid on the bathroom floor like a lump.
Fucking ET.
Yeah.
Yo, fun fact about ET.
Sure.
That is just basically, I shouldn't even say it because it's so stupid that I know it.
Okay.
Know how they used Reese's Pieces as leading that up the stairs, and they wanted to use M&M's, but they couldn't get the rights.
What stupid assholes M&M's are.
Hey, I don't even know if you could look that up. I just like to yell.
I'll bet you're right. And what stupid assholes M&M's company is. Free advertising. What dummies.
Reese's Pieces. I think that they were happy as fuck.
Of course.
He doesn't say that.
That's some jerk-off executive going, oh, we got to get the money. Let's get a few dollars. Instead of realizing it's one of the biggest films of all time.
He could have been said it in his weird voice, like, M&M. You know what I mean?
No, I don't.
Oh, it's a slow day on UFC Unfiltered.
That's okay.
Now, my thing is, am I seeing Avatar this week or next week? That's my fucking question.
Why don't you wait till next week? Because then I'll see it next week. I can't see it this weekend because I'm busy. Go Sunday.
Are you going to go see it, though?
Yeah, I want to. I saw the first one in the theaters. And just for the IMAX 3D shit.
Not for anything. I think it's a nice 10 years too late, though. Could have been better if it was fun. Even though I heard it's doing well.
Yeah. And yes, we're ready for Umar Nurmagomedov. If he is ready to come in, he has a beautiful... beautiful front kick, Umar. He's really fun to watch.
You like Umar's front kick?
I do, yeah, very much. He's a very fun guy to watch.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
There he is.
Hello, sir. How are you?
How are you guys? I'm good. How are you?
Very good.
He doesn't need a translator, Umar. It's perfect.
Sometimes, brother. Sometimes.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's great. Well, nice to meet you, Umar.
Nice to meet you too.
Where are you now?
I'm in Vegas.
Okay. And where do you live full time?
In Dagestan.
Oh, okay. And how long before the fight do you come to Vegas?
This time I come before 2 weeks, because who was with me, my friend, he's sick. That's why I go. I don't wanna like. I'm scared to sick. That's why I leave. I come to here. My manager Ali care about me. Do everything like car, apartments, food. And other time I come like before 1 week, fight week. Always I come to be in Vegas. I come to 1 week because this is city and same time like with San Jose. Little bit different weather, but time is the same. Not a jet lag, and like this.
Everybody always talks about how great and how much success the Dagestani fighters are having. How old do you start your training over there? How old did you start your wrestling and your training?
Six.
And is it an hour, 2 hours? When you start at six, what exactly is going on? And not everybody's wrestling bears. I get that. I know your cousin did that. But what is it like, a practice for a six-year-old over there?
I think this is because everybody who like your age, everybody go to training and everybody, you know, like strong guys, everybody and every father gonna give your kids like to training, like he will be protect himself. You understand? Nobody don't wanna bully if you can wrestle, if you can fight. You understand?
Yeah.
That's why. And when I was young, I remember like my age, everybody who teaches with me one class, going to or Taekwondo, like Muay Thai. They go to Muay Thai. Somebody go to football. I go wrestling.
And did you?
I told my father, I want to play football. He said, no, wrestle.
Ah, good. Good for your father.
Did you like it when you started taking it, or did it take a while for you to start liking it?
I did this because I love this. Because I was, I grew up with my young brother, Usman, and we always competition, you understand, challenge. Father, like push-ups, like jump, like run. And that's why I want to do something better, you understand? I want to beat him.
Did you feel any pressure being cousins with Habib when he's having success? Did you feel any pressure with your last name and everything?
Now is no. Before maybe. Now is, I think I become like mentally strong. I have like too much skills. Like now is, I think I can be monster. I think in this MMA, I can be monster. I know like how is wrestling. I'm not bad grappling and striking, kicking. It's not bad. You know, I have to keep training and smash all these guys in my division.
We talked about Dagestan a little bit, but what is it like working with Coach Javier Mendez, who I like very much?
I like working with him, and I work with him more boxing, kicking, boxing. And he's very, very good mental coach. You understand? He care about you everywhere. And coach always watching my sparrings. He control my sparrings. He control my training. And like personality, he's a very nice person. You understand? He's very, very good. You feeling with him like you he's your daddy.
Yes. Yes. I like that.
Ione Barcelos is 17-3. Do you think, is he so far the toughest challenge you think that you've had? Or the most accomplished fighter so far that you fought?
Yes, I think this is most challenge for me because this guy very, very strong. He have good boxing and he have very, very good experience. He many times in UFC and he have a lot of fight in UFC with tough guys. I think this is very big challenge for me. And I want to finish him. And I want to show how I must better.
Hey, let me ask you, Umar, what do you like to do when you're not training? I see you as a person that probably trains a lot. When you're not training, day off, you have a nice hobby. What do you like to do?
I have hobby. I like travel, you understand? I would visit some perfect place where I have like natural filming with drone. You understand?
Yeah.
Even if not drone, I like see it where I have like sea watching, like, you understand? Like, I like this.
Nature.
I like, yes, yes.
Do you camp? Do you go camping?
No, oh. No. I want this. I want to do this. I want to do, I have plan. You understand? When I'm retired, I want to buy some good for mountains, do like a little bit home under, like do like everywhere, take food, like we staying there like 2-3 nights, take couple friends. I want this, filming with drone, you understand, enjoying.
It's very peaceful. It's very relaxing.
Yeah. That's why I like this.
Do you do anything like, are you watching anything or do you go to the movies a lot or do you not like any of that stuff?
I didn't watch a lot of movies, but some moves can teach you something, you understand? And if some smart move, I can watch.
Yeah, Jimmy, if it's Fast and the Furious, he doesn't need to see that stuff.
I don't like that either. I mean, I don't blame him. I find that stuff to be kind of boring. So you'll fight on Saturday, and will you go home Sunday morning, or do you see anything when you're in Las Vegas, or will you do anything fun when you're there?
After fight, I will go to home. Exactly. I will to go to home because I miss my father, my mother. I want to be a little bit enjoy with my family.
Reg, I was just going to say, there's a picture of him next to a race car. What's that about? You like to drive race cars?
I didn't drive. I was with our friend make this for us. I was just sitting, you understand?
Yeah.
Like drivers, it's very nice. Different guy driving. It's, you know, crazy feels.
Yeah.
I think all Dagestan guys like crazy drivers.
They do, huh? They like the speed?
I think, like, I don't know why, but everybody likes car, right? Like, nice car, like speed, like do like drift, adrenaline.
And before we let you go, yeah, what are your thoughts on Habib stepping away for a little while? Did you know he was going to do that?
Yes, I was a little bit talk with him. And I was ready for this because nobody cannot fly too much. This is very, very, very hard things. And you always lose your energy, you understand? Yeah, when you corner one guy, you have to lose. Sometimes Habib corner three guys in UFC. Zubair, Islam, Tagir, like this. And this is happening a couple times in the year, you understand? And going with everybody, sometimes Singapore, Japan, Vegas, like this. I think this is very hard things for, like, even for, I don't know who can do, like, a lot of. That's why I happy he chose this, and I'm still with him, brother, understand? Anytime I can call him, hey, Habib, I need advice, how you think, like, talk with him. When I come to home, I will training with him, same. Habib, I think this guy never gonna stop training, you understand?
Do you think that in the future, do you think he will coach again?
Coaching, I don't know he will come to camps or no. I don't know because I was like cutting weight beginning, you understand, when they say this and like, I'm here. I just talking with him sometimes, but not about his decision. I just talk about my fight, my weight, my training camp and about cornering, I don't know, maybe. Maybe for very, 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 very important fights, maybe he will come.
Okay. Well, you're a very exciting fighter to watch and, you know, a tremendous 15-0. So good luck on Saturday, and we look forward to seeing you. And I'm sure we'll see you many, many times after that.
Good luck, Omar.
Thank you so much, guys.
All right. Have a great fight.
Take care.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Jimmy, that's great, man. Listen.
Yeah, he's a fun guy to watch.
His English was great.
Yes. Yeah. We always try to talk a little slower. You have to talk slower on Zoom anyway, because again, sometimes there's a choppy delay. But yeah, very nice guy, and he seems very centered.
Yeah, man. Come on, Eileen. Sorry. Right. Sometimes I listen to 80s music.
Yeah, me too.
You know, yeah, some of it holds up, some of it doesn't.
Sure.
Some Pet Shop Boys, when they did that remake, Always on My Mind, by either Willie Nelson or Elvis. Who
came- I want to say Elvis is, it's Elvis's song. I think that Willie covered it. Elvis has a great video. It's all like pictures of him and Priscilla. I don't know who actually wrote it, though. Who did it first? I think Elvis.
Elvis recorded it in 1972. Willie Nelson in 1982. When did the Pet Shop Boys do it?
I'm going to guess 93.
You were always on my mind. You're always on my mind. Jimmy.
Elvis's version is better than Willie's. Oh, 87. Okay, I was way off. I think Elvis is the best version, but what do I
really?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear the Pet Shop Boys?
I have, but I don't remember it. I'll listen to it after the show. I actually just put the window
aside. Maybe I should have told you. I don't know. Did they told you? I got to get the words. But when it's on, I sing it.
I don't blame you.
I sing it like no one is listening. That's what you have to say.
And they're not, believe me.
They say, sing like, no. They have to listen. Jimmy, it's an upbeat song.
Okay.
You know?
I like a good cover, Matt. I'm a sucker for a good cover.
Well, that's all you had to say.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do?
When is the, oh, no, no, I don't mean. A good cover. I don't mean that.
Yeah, man, adopt a cop.
When is Volkanovski fighting Makhachev? Seems like they've been talking about that fight forever.
Well, there's no producer.
It's still a month away, though. It's a month from today, actually. As of right now, the co-main, fucking incredible, Josh Emmett, Yair Rodriguez. Wow, is that a good fight. That's the co-main of 284. Oh,
what is that?
What's that? Randy Brown is fighting Jack Della Maddalena. That's the third fight up. This is a great card.
Well, I'm looking at it right now, Jimmy. That's what I want to talk about it too.
Oh, by the way, do you know what fight I'm looking forward to? Sorry, I'm jumping all over the place like an ass, yeah. Matt. Hold on a second. There's a fight. Raquel Pennington, Kellen Vieira is on this card coming up. And that's a really good fight. It's not the prelims. It is the main card. That's a great fight, too.
It's the main card. I saw that, and it stuck out to me. Also,
Tony Barcelos and Nurmagomedov is the first fight, and that's the second fight in the main card.
First of all, Caitlin Vera and Raquel Pennington could main event something. That's a good
fight.
That is a very good fight.
Yep.
I'm excited about that fight. Also, Danny versus Damon Jackson is definitely that's a fucking fight right there.
That's the co-main, yep.
Darn right, that's the co-main. And then what time does this thing start?
It's Vegas. I'm going to guess 8 o'clock for the main card. Let me guess. Instead of that, 4 o'clock for the prelims, 7 o'clock for the main card. I was off by an hour. So you would have listened to me. You would have missed the fucking an hour of the card.
Oh, and then my black belt, Danny, and my blue belt, Elise, who met at Sarah BJJ and are now married. Myself and my wife are sorry. My wife was, there was a death in the family. Then my wife got sick, so we didn't even end up going to the funeral services. But I was supposed to go to one of my black belts, Danny Pizzo, his wedding here in Long Island. They got married. We brought through my academy. Not only do I make good people dangerous, but people like, we bring life into this world. People met at my academy, and next thing you know, they're married with kids. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's nice, Jimmy. It's a circle of life. They met at my school. I wanted to be there.
I'm going to see our friend Mickey Gall tonight, too.
Wait, what? What's
Mickey
he doing?
Gall. He's taping the Chip Chipperson podcast.
Wait, is he really?
Yeah.
You're doing the Chip thing still? I'm only fucking around.
Yeah.
Listen, Chip, me and Chip never saw her eye to eye.
I know.
I think
you should come on once.
I don't think it'll be as fun as you think it is. I don't think I could play along.
Oh, you'd love it.
Yeah. I'd rather go on Doug Bell's.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, Doug will interview you.
You gotta go. You literally have multi personalities. Oh, yeah, shit. Good thing. Good thing. Chipped in the same time.
All right.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Let's bring Nazardeen in here. Yeah.
Nazardeen. Let's talk to Nazardeen.
Yes, let's bring him in here. The second time this Gastelum fight has been scrapped, by the way. So I'm happy that they managed to make it work. And hats off to Sean Strickland for stepping up.
All right, let's go.
Okay, there he is. How are you doing?
Comment ça va? Good, and you?
Very good, thank you.
Now, is it going to bother you at all when Sean Strickland gets too mouthy? Because he's known to talk.
No, but just too. No, not at all. I'm prepared. I'm waiting for him in the cage. No worries about that.
When did you find out that Gastelum would not make this fight? And did you know immediately that Strickland would step up?
Yeah, no, I didn't know right away that it was going to be Strickland. So I took a look at the top 10 and I asked myself, okay, I hope that's going to be someone in the top 10. So it might be Strickland. It might be another fighter. I didn't know.
And you guys are fighting at 205. Strickland hasn't had the time to get ready. But how do you feel about fighting at 205?
I feel more than ready. There's no cutting to do, so that's a good thing for me. No problems.
Yeah, have you ever gone into a fight like this late in the week where you're not cutting weight? Is this the first time you haven't really had to cut?
Yeah, that's the first time I have to cut, but I don't cut a lot to be at middleweight, so yeah, I'm not suffering anyway when I cut for middleweight, but that's good anyway.
With Kelvin falling out of the fight, it's good that you get a name like Sean Strickland, because everybody is tough, but some people's name are bigger than others. Sean Strickland, he's a popular guy. So are you happy that you got another big name?
Bien sûr. It's even better because Gastelum was behind me, whereas Strickland is number 7. So for me, it's all good and even better.
And how did it feel to fight Joaquin Buckley? It was such a great fight in Paris. How good did it feel to be on that card?
It was unbelievable. There was my family there. I had my friends. Everything was absolutely unbelievable. And I can't wait to do it again.
So you like having your family and friends in the crowd when you fight. You hear different things from different fighters about that.
Bien sûr, je suis très proche de ma famille.
Yeah, for me, it's better to have the family. It gives me strength.
Hey, Nazardeen, when you're not training, when you're not fighting, what do you like to do? You have any hobbies? What do you like to do on the day off?
Est-ce que je kiffe faire aller à la tête des nuages?
So actually, before, I was all training, all the time, thinking about training, living training, but I understood that it's better to have something else. So now I just go out with friends. On the weekends, I go out with my family, with my friends, do normal stuff, but to get my head out of fighting a little bit and not think always only about that.
Balance, a little more balance. That's good.
And is this your first main event?
Yes. Yes, it is. My first 5 rounds.
And now, so how does it feel? I know there's more press obligations and things like that. How does it feel to be doing your first main event?
So that's one more goal that I can tick off my bucket list, but I think I deserve it. So now we're going up and up and always moving forward. But I'm happy, and I'm really happy that I'm going forward.
Do you think that Strickland is the most, would you say he's the most dangerous guy you fought to date? Or I know he's high, his ranking is good, but would you say he's the most dangerous guy or the most experienced guy you fought?
So when you look at him, it seems he looks like a beginner. Yes, of course. But he's dangerous. If he's number 7, that's not for nothing. So yeah, I'm prepared, and I know he's dangerous.
I thought he won. It was a very close fight. What did you think? Did you think that he, I thought he should have gotten the victory in the Cannonier fight. Did you watch that fight? And what did you think? What was your takeaway?
So yeah, I watched it a little bit, but I couldn't finish it because I had a little bug on my UFC Fight Pass. But yeah, for what I watched, it was very close. But for where I stopped, until I stopped, I thought that Cannonier was a little ahead. But he was at the third round.
Oh, okay. And you started boxing at 9 years old, which is very young to start boxing. Did family get you into boxing, or was it something that you saw and wanted to try?
So my father was actually a boxer. My brothers boxed as well. And the club was right next door. So it was natural.
It was just one of those things that was bound to happen. When did you realize you would do it for a living and it would become your career? Or did you always intend it to be that?
So actually, at the beginning, when I started boxing, I wanted to become a professional boxer first. But then at 17, I discovered MMA and I discovered wrestling. And of course, it's linked to my roots in Dagestan. And from this point on, I switched a little bit. And then from professional boxer, I wanted to become a professional MMA fighter.
Well, you certainly have, and you're doing very well. Matt, was something you wanted to ask?
No, I was going to say, so you when you had a boxing match, what did you have a different feel when you won your first MMA match compared to the boxing match? You know, like what was it just more thrilling for you? You enjoyed putting everything together more?
Say exactly myself.
Yeah, well, actually, I liked it more because I felt more free and I felt like everything I can work on, whether it's wrestling, even the kicks and stuff like that. I was getting a little bored with boxing just because of the fact that it's only the arms and the upper body, and I liked more to be able to use everything.
Yes! 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 I'm psyched up now. Me too. Everything. It's a fight.
Put in hopes that you'll be rooting for him.
Yes. Yes, I will be. I don't care if Sean Strickland knows either. He's a psychopath anyway. It's all good.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Yes, congratulations on the main event. Great opponent in Sean Strickland. And have a great fight, and we'll talk to you again.
Take care, guys. All right, Jimmy.
Yeah.
I'm excited about it.
Yeah. I'm glad we got him. I'm glad he came.
Yeah, dude, that was fun. Yeah. You know? And I didn't listen, man. We like Sean Strickland. He's out of his fucking mind.
I love Sean. I love Sean. Yeah.
I think when he's done, he's just going to retire in the mountains somewhere away from people.
Or maybe he, yeah, does he open a school? I mean, who knows? So many guys open schools and he has such a recognizable name.
What is he, just beat the shit out of everybody every day?
Why not? I mean, you know, guys coming in want to learn how to fucking do what he does. I mean, I wouldn't mind learning from a guy like Sean Strickland. I wouldn't want to spar with him, but I wouldn't mind learning from him.
Yeah, Jimmy, I think you'll learn. I think you'll learn the hard way. I'm sorry. Listen, what are we gonna do? Let's plug the fights.
Yeah.
And we'll say our goodbyes.
Nazarene against Sean Strickland. It's a great fight. Let's do a couple of picks. Why don't we pick a couple of...
And by the way, it's Donkey Shane.
Yes, I know. Not Donkey Kong.
We have to replay that because I'm not sure I said Donkey Kong. I think I said Donkey Kong. But all right, let's go. Let's pick a couple of fights.
Nazarene or Sean Strickland. Sean's coming off two losses. Do I see him losing three straight?
Yes.
No.
Oh. Yeah.
I also think Sean has, again, Nazarene is a great fighter, but Strickland has a tremendous amount of experience. And he's faced a lot of really, really high level fighters.
Sing his name, Nazarene.
Nazarene Imavov. I don't want to sing it. I'd rather just say it.
Right. Well, then you do what makes you comfortable. Let me see Nazarene's record here. Let me see some of these fights.
12-3. Strickland is 22-5. He's 12-3. And his only losses, by the way, have been decisions. I think his first fight was a loss. It was a sub, I think. I don't know why I'm guessing. I should just go and find it again. But he tends to be able to go the distance. Hold on. Let me see here, buddy. Yeah, decision to Phil Hawes. Decision to Michael Michalski, and he lost his opening fight, who's a guy, I will never be able to say his last name, to a sub, a first round submission. But that was almost 7 years ago.
Tell you right now, man, he's looking on point lately, man.
He sure is. I mean, Shahbazyan, that watching that Shahbazyan, but that I think the most claustrophobic thing for me when I watch, even more than when guys like Khabib get you in the fucking, they mush your face in the corner, they just start pounding your head, is the crucifix, is such, because that looks like a schoolyard ass kicking when someone first gets you in a crucifix.
Yes, Jimmy, I do that on.
And he did that to Shahbazyan. Oof.
First round stoppage, Nazardeen.
Really? No, I think
his last three fights, him and Buckley went to decision. He got unanimous.
He stopped Shahbazyan in the first or second. Second. And Heinisch
he stopped them both in the second.
Yeah, you're right. Second.
And so that's why I'm thinking second's the sweet spot. Sean's taking this on how much time notice. These last three fights, he's been on fire. Those tough, tough guys. I'm kicking Nazardeen. I'm saying he's going to come out pretty. You know what? I'm going to say that first round because I think he's going to come out guns blazing. And he's going to be like, yo, let's go.
You know, I'm inclined to take Nazardeen because, again, Sean didn't really have the time to get ready. I mean, they're fighting.
Actually, bro.
But he's he's gone five rounds more than once. He's been the main event. He's handled this pressure before. Imavov may handle it very well. You never know. I'm going to take Strickland, and I think Strickland stops him in the third. I would have said decision, but again, A, they're fighting at 205, and B, he's had a week to get ready. So I don't think it's going to go the distance. I think if it goes the distance, it works out to Imavov's favor. I'm going to say Strickland round three.
Second round stoppage, Nazardeen.
Okay, I give Strickland a third round stoppage.
Right. Anything else you want to talk about? Any other
thoughts? No, I think we're good. It was a fun, I'm glad we've got both of those guys on. Thank you to Nazardeen and Umar Nurmagomedov, and I'll watch the fights and talk to you over the weekend.
Co-main event.
Yes. Danny. Yeah, you want to do Danny Ige too?
Damon Jackson.
Sure.
I'm gonna say Ige by decision.
Who am I taking in that?
It's gonna be close, but I think he'll Ige it out.
Let me just see,
Jimmy. It's gonna be close, but I think. Dan, he will Ige it out. I don't know if you heard me, Jimmy.
No, I didn't. I didn't hear you.
I said, all right, listen,
Jimmy. I'm going to take Ige as well. Hold on. I'm just looking
in a close fight. What do you think is going to happen? Jimmy, it's a disservice. I should be on stage. And I just go out there and be like, I got no material, but let me tell you about this Dan Ige character.
Ige's lost four out of five fights.
I'm not going to go on stage as much as you want to try my hand in comedy. This is me trying my hand in comedy. And also with my students, sometimes I show them something and we get locked up, right? I go, now look, when you're locked up with a judo player, you know where I'm going with this, Jimmy? I go, very dangerous. Do you know why? Because you can be thrown? No. Well, partially, but you don't know what he's going to do. Anyway, Jim, listen, man.
Sometimes I wish there were Zoom problems.
Where are you doing your comedy?
Tonight I'll be at the Fat Black Pussycat, Friday, Fort Worth, Saturday, Dallas. In that match, I'm going to take Ige in the second fight in the co-main. I'm going to take Ige. I don't think he loses five out of six. He's down four out of five. He's too good a fighter. I'm going to take Ige, and I think he stops him in the second round.
Awesome, Jimmy. Jimmy, we have so much fun. I take Ige by decision. And I'll talk to you over the weekend. You know you're going to get a text from me.
Good. Talk to you soon, buddy.
Goodbye, everyone.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters,
both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.